From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Anti-government rebels in Libya are urgently calling for more NATO airstrikes as Muammar Gaddafi's forces continue to shell the besieged western city of Misrata. Casualty figures could not be confirmed, but residents say at least 9 people were killed today. Misrata's seaport is its only lifeline, and today the rebels' finance and oil minister told NPR about his clandestine trip to bring money and moral support to the place that he calls Libya's small Leningrad. NPR's Peter Kenyon has the story from Benghazi.
Ali Tarhouni shocked his University of Washington students when he abruptly left his faculty job to help his countrymen and women try to wrest Libya from Gaddafi's 42-year grip on power. Then he startled even his rebel colleagues by getting on a fishing boat last week and sneaking into Misrata. Not the usual workday for a de facto cabinet minister, even in these extraordinary times. Tarhouni knew rebel leaders would be extremely worried about losing their finance and oil minister in a single blow. He holds both jobs. So that's why he didn't tell them what he was up to.
Actually, I didn't even tell the council. And I think they have a legitimate, because it was really a risky trip. And their fear was that if I am captured, Gaddafi, that's a trophy for them. So in terms of the logic, I think they're right. But I'm not sure in these times logic should prevail all the time.
He arrived carrying badly needed money for salaries, and perhaps more important, the message that the people of Misrata had not been forgotten. What Tarhouni wasn't prepared for were the scenes of devastation and the daily acts of bravery that have helped the last major rebel holdout in western Libya endure Gaddafi's barrage.
I went there to boost their morale, and the fact of the matter, they boosted my morale. It's a very courageous city. It's our small Leningrad.
Some residents who have escaped on aid ships have described the scene. Much of Misrata is under the control of Gaddafi's forces, with the lightly armed rebels clustered in the city center. For weeks, the government has pounded away, with snipers firing seemingly at random and tank shells and Grad rockets dropping almost daily. Tarhouni says their hosts move them around to avoid capture, at great cost to their own safety, a cost some paid in full measure.
The place that we stayed in, I just found out the day that we left was completely destroyed, and the guy who was served us coffee died. You know, I saw orphans there, 1 year old, 2 years old, in hospital. The hospital itself was so full that the doctors literally have no place to sleep, even in the hallway. So they have a small tent outside the hospital, and that's where they sleep.
Meeting in Berlin today, NATO foreign ministers issued a statement saying NATO forces are taking robust action to protect civilians. Meanwhile, Misrata residents took the extraordinary step of demonstrating against Gaddafi in Misrata's deadly streets. Some analysts say by rights, Misrata should have fallen by now. But Tarhouni says, having seen it, he still has hope.
No doubt. And the people of Misrata understand the significance of Misrata, that this is the unification between the East and the West. It's very clear in their mind. I'm so proud of them. And, you know, they're paying heavy price every day, and they're willing to do it.
The International Organization for Migration says another rescue ship is making its way to Misrata, but it can carry only a fraction of the thousands still waiting to get out. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Benghazi.